to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo is the natural progression of yesterday's photo as the setting sun has sunk into the Pacific horizon from the vantage point of the shores of Kaanapali on the island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. My friend's vacation photo sharing of that Pacific paradise presented me with a dilemma. When you are given two wonderful shots from more or less the same setting, which one do you choose? Often in life, we are only given the option of one thing or another. You can't have your cake and eat it too. But on occasion, even though your choice may confound or even bother those around you, are you thinking, what, another picture from Hawaii? I wanted something different today. Sometimes you can choose both. Now, I know I didn't really choose both. I chose one photo yesterday, and I chose the other photo today. While I could have shared both photos yesterday, somehow that idea goes against my philosophy of photo, today's photo, singular. And like I have indicated, although I think I have shared more than one photo on occasion, so it's not like I'm stuck in that box. And like I have indicated, there is a natural tendency in all of us to want to move on to something new. I have that tendency. But as in other decisions we make in life, we shouldn't be held in bondage to other people's opinions or our own ideas and let our preconceived notions always dictate how we act. Spontaneity includes the possibility of doing the same thing again. Repeating what we have done before, unfortunately, won't recapture the exact essence of our previous experience, but we can still find pleasure and a measure of satisfaction in a repeated activity as long as we temper our expectations with the understanding that our new experience will not be just like our previous experience. The possible opinions of others around us or our ideas of what we should or shouldn't do hinder us from living freely. With my silly example of selecting a photo of the day, maybe some people will be displeased. Maybe some people will be thrilled because they wanted to see that site again. Maybe others will like this dusky photo better than yesterday's. But regardless of all those potential varying opinions that may or may not be out there in reality, in each one of our lives, we have to choose what we are going to do for ourselves and live with the consequences. Sometimes we also have to challenge our own opinions and preferences to grow. While I like to present and experience new things, we all have the tendency to get in a rut of doing things according to the rules and regulations we have established over our own lives. Now, I'm not talking about running down the road to immorality that leads to debauchery land. I've taken that trip way too many times before to encourage others to lose their good senses and to jump into something that will bring guilt, shame, if not worse consequences. No, what I'm talking about is challenging the preconceptions of what is possible or is more along the lines of how we always do things, rather than violating what is right according to the Word of God. One of the first calls from God that is highlighted in the Bible is God's call to Abraham to leave his people and to go into the land that the Lord would show him. I'm sure Abraham had to hear lots of negative opinions from others when he decided to follow the Lord's call. Can you imagine just one day, out of the blue, telling everyone you knew that you were leaving because God had called you to go somewhere else? Could you imagine the inner turmoil that you would experience at the prospect of doing that? Now, don't freak out. I'm not suggesting you pack it all up and take off for a destination unknown. I am merely suggesting that you exercise the free will that the Lord has blessed you with to explore the life that God has given you, to see what possibilities for growth are available for you to walk into. I'm not telling you to leave the comforts of your home. I'm asking you to consider leaving the comforts of doing things the way you always do them, for a way that is guided by the Lord and that leads to victory, freedom, and peace. So enjoy your weekend. Enjoy doing the same old things again, but temper those expectations by realizing you can't recapture the happiness of the past. And that's okay. you like what you like, but at the same time, maybe be daring and try something new. Regardless of what you choose, rejoice over the freedom you have and consider entering the experience of peace and joy that comes when you decide to seek and follow God's call on your life to live with Him. No two walks with God are the same, but when you walk by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit, there may be bumps in the road, but regardless of what you run into, there will be peace of God. There will be the peace of God's presence and the joy that comes from discovering the meaning of your life and growing into the purpose that he has for you. He calls you into. This morning's meditation verse is 1 Thessalonians 2:8 from the New King James Version. It says, "So, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us." Today's verse speaks of the deep affection we can have for our fellow travelers on the path of Christian discipleship, as we not only share what we know, but we share our very lives with one another. As a teacher of Christian recovery and Christian discipleship, I can tell you that I have a deep affection for all the people I have taught over the years, because while I teach a lot about principles of Christian doctrine and Christian living, I like to share what I am teaching about, and how it has impacted my life experiences. So I tend to share a lot about my life with my brothers and sisters in Christ that I teach. Many have commented on how transparent I am, maybe too transparent. While I sometimes cringe at the things that I share, as they are somewhat personally embarrassing, I do so because I wish to show people that I didn't just learn this stuff, I lived it. I wasn't particularly smart, I just decided to trust the Lord and sought to know more about Him and to apply what I learned to my life. If you look at the twists, turns, and disasters that I walked through on the path of Christian recovery and discipleship, some may decide that they want nothing to do with it. It costs too much. You lose too much. But like the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 3:8-10, I count all the hardship and losses that I suffered to be nothing compared to knowing Christ Jesus as my Lord. And as today's verse indicates, also knowing all the saints that I have met along the way. I rejoice when I see other people pursuing their relationship with God, and I love to fellowship with them and discuss the things of God and how we are applying our faith to our real-life difficulties, to discuss living an authentic Christian life. God is so good that we must share what He taught us, but those lessons we teach are that much more valuable when it is played out in the context of community. Whether it's the community of the local church, a small group meeting, accountability relationships, or just over a friendly meal, community allows us to sharpen understanding and to care and love one another according to God's way for our lives. So don't be a stranger and don't be a lone ranger. Draw close to God and draw close to other people in your life that hear and follow His voice. It might be Saturday, but Sunday is coming, and if you don't have other Christians that you can share your life with and have an affectionate longing for, step out in faith, be strong and courageous, and find a place where you can worship, learn, and grow. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing in Chapter 8, beginning the section that says, Proper Guidelines Lead to a Proper Walk. And the first principle is success. Key concept, goals. So if you wanted to check out that first principle of the proper guidelines to lead a proper walk in Christ, go to mtforchrist.org to check out that resource. It follows my message. As always, I invite people to check out our Victory Over the Darkness discipleship classes, as well as our Bondage Breaker series. We just completed lesson 8 of that. And also, we invite everyone to tune in to our Bible study discussions with the Sincottis, Arthur and Susanna. We'll be meeting, you know, prayerfully. We'll be meeting at Rock Solid Church tomorrow to discuss the, Arthur's latest topic, which is unknown to me. So how exciting, you know, something new, something different, and sort of the same old, but something new at the same time, you know. That's our lives. We're given them by God to explore them, and we find that the meaning and purpose that we're looking for all lies in Him. And the great thing is, we get to, you know, commune with the Lord personally, and we get to, you know, talk about what we learned with others, and to grow and share our lives with others that are on the same path. So, everyone have a wonderful day. It's Saturday. My staycation is coming to an end, but you know, it's been a great week, and I wish everyone to have a wonderful weekend. God bless you all.